down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Carruthers Hall on the campus of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to this warm, steamy night. My name is Grim, and this is A Working Knowledge. I'm your host every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. Thank you very much for joining me. Hard to believe that we're deep into summer now. But we've got, you know, lots of music to play, lots of things to talk about. I want to encourage you to check out CFRC.ca for a site which talks about the radio station, of course, and all kinds of the programs and shows that are going on. If you're intrigued what you're hearing or what you could hear, it's a great place to start. But also, of course, for news and updates on arts events in the area as well. If you're looking for something to do, particularly live music, it's a great place to check out and learn about what's going on. There's a lot of live music in the next couple of weeks. We've got the Wolf Island Music Fest on August 7th and 8th, so this coming weekend on the Wolf Island, of course. And then the week after, we've got Back to the Farm, Sunday, August the 16th, with the McKinnon Brothers as well. So we'll probably talk a bit about all those things and other bands and things that are playing around. But I wanted to start tonight with a new release. This is from, I just sort of discovered this. She goes under the name Sister Ray. It's a solo or a single release from the new album Planet News. They're now based in Toronto. This is a really interesting release for me. Sister Ray is the stage name of Ella Coy, who's a Métis singer-songwriter. They originally were from Sturgeon County in Alberta. And the name, this is what really caught my attention, was taken from the Velvet Underground song Sister Ray. They've released a couple of albums prior to their debut. Communion came out in May of 2022 and was longlisted for the 22 Polaris Prize. And they've been based in Toronto since 2020. So let's give some Sister Ray a spin on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Flight risk with the fear. eyes for a minute.
I can see it in her hands and the way she used to be. She don't want me to worry, what good would that do? And she would say sorry when the pain pushes through. If I could steal anything from her right now, I would take everything, everything that slows it down. My woman has the courage that I can't seem to find. She tries to be happy, I try not to lose my mind. She tells me to be strong, that it will be alright. And I try to believe that when I fall asleep at night. If I could steal anything from her, slows it down. I would take it away, never give it back. Hate to see her cry, she ain't doing that. Take all the pain so she can sleep at night. But I'm just a man, she's just my everything. I need to be with her, give her some pain. She tries to hide from me, and I try to be strong when she needs to be weak. She don't want me to worry, don't let it get to me. She says the higher the mountain, the more there is to see. If I could steal anything from her right now, I would take everything, everything that slows it down. I would take it away, never give it back. Hate to see her cry, she ain't doing that. Take all the pain so she can sleep at night. Oh, but I'm just a man, she's just my everything.
If I leave you, it doesn't mean I love you any less. Keep me in your heart for a while. When you get up in the morning and you see that crazy sun, keep me in your heart for a while. There's a train leaving nightly called when all is said and done. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha la 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 la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha la 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 la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sometimes when you're doing simple things around the house, maybe you'll think of me and smile. You know I'm tied to you like the buttons on your blouse. Keep me in your heart for a while. Hold me in your thoughts. Take me to your dreams. Touch me as I fall into view. And when the winter comes, keep the fires lit, and I will be right next to you. Engine driver's headed north to Pleasant Stream. Keep me in your heart for a while. These wheels keep turning, but they're running out of steam. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha.
That was some Warren Zevon with Keep Me In Your Heart here on CFRC 101.9 FM. That song is the final song on his final album, which was released in 2003. He died in September 7, 2003, age 56. And that's it's a beautiful little album, one I encourage you all to check out. And it's, if you're interested in Warren Zevon, and you may know him from Werewolves of London, that particular song. But also, his final performance was on the David Letterman show back in October 30th, 2002. So about a year or so before he died. And he had the whole show to himself. He appeared many times on David Letterman. Letterman really liked his music, obviously. And it was during that broadcast when he was asked by Letterman if he knew something more about life and death now. He offered the insight that people need to, quote, enjoy every sandwich. And it's a quite a touching and affecting performance and show. I mean, Letterman clearly felt very, you know, strongly about Warren Zevon and wanted to feature him in his, you know, last year or so of his life. And he had a number of great friends too, you know, Stephen King, Carl Hayson, Hunter S. Thompson, Bruce Springsteen, he actually plays on that album, his last album as well. All really, really lovely. The album's called The Wind, 2003. You know, if you're curious, go check it out. It's worth a listen, worth digging into it. Mike Sharp, right before that, with a lovely song, She's Just My Everything. Mike Sharp is a recording artist from Guelph, and he's just releasing a new album called Dreams and Dirt, which is hitting streaming services now, basically, and produced by Nick Crane. Lots of great Canadian singer-songwriters guesting on this album as well. And there's going to be some shows in the Guelph and Toronto region to launch the album, you know, round about in the fall. So perhaps, you know, some of you who are interested may get to it. And I'm certainly looking forward to checking that as well. And then, what else did we hear? In that set, we also the Dirty Projectors and David Byrne gave us Naughty Pine. Broken Social Scene with Gonna Get Better from not the most recent album, but the one before. And then we did begin the evening with Sister Ray and Planet News. As I was saying, a lot of concerts going on. Broken Social Scene have been touring along with Metric and Stars. They're all friends. They are sort of often show up on each other's releases as well. So that's a great triple bill. They played Toronto most recently, and I think we're going to hear from some stars in Symmetric as we head into the next set. And then also, of course, we've got the Wolf Island Fest happening this August 7th and 8th, this weekend at St. Margaret's Hall on Wolf Island. The lineup includes Shad, Ken Yates, Georgia Harmer, Noble Rot, Rachel Bobbitt, Tiny Horse, Lake Porter, The Codas, Brody Christ, and DJ Deanna as well. And then 1 week following that, we've got in the Kingston era, we've got Back to the Farm, McKinnon Brothers, on Sunday, August the 16th. And there we've got Kyra, The Astros, Piner, Stephen Stanley, Eddie and the Dirty Boys, The Free Label, Yukon Blonde, Sloan, and Goldie Boutillier headlining that festival. And tickets, I believe, are still available. General admission is $55. Kids under 12 are free. Music starts at noon. So, you know, do check it out. And they've got a shuttle. They've still got the shuttle from a variety of locations. So check out the website, mckinnonbrewing.com. And you can learn about all of those details as well. Some, I was there last year. I don't know if I'm going to make it this year, but had a great, great time. Very well organized. Just fabulous. A fabulous day out. And hopefully the weather will cooperate for everybody. So let's play a little bit more music. This is Stars from their 2001, shocking, it's that long ago, Night Songs album. And this is My Radio, the FM mix on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's hard to remember days, mornings lost in a chronic haze. Breath is fast and the trains are slow. I barely feel it though. All day long I fantasize in the dark behind other people's eyes. And then they disappear, words get lost in the atmosphere. The truth I'll tell the truth. 16 on a summer roof. You asked for the facts, well I'll give you proof.
Thank you.
This is a Working Knowledge here on CFRC 101.9 FM. So the sausage making to this show is not very elaborate, to be honest. It's really rooted in whatever I've been listening to and whatever I've been reading in the past weeks. And that's, you know, reading comes from everywhere, right? Whatever, you know, social media I'm following and articles in magazines or books or newspapers even. It all just kind of comes to me in these little bits and pieces, and it begins to form into some kind of idea for what I want to play on the show this week. And, you know, speaking of, you know, Broken Social Scene and Stars, you know, that really came from reading about this tour that they're on right now. So I thought, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. I'll play some of that music. So I always like those bands play that music. Blondie, I was reading someone I follow on social media. I was talking about Blondie and how he first encountered Blondie. Sure, I'll play some Blondie. We heard from Heart of Glass in there. And then the Cars, we just heard that the Good Times Roll, a great piece of, you know, synth, new wave rock, got me thinking, because I just finished an article on the New York band Television, which was released three albums, with a fourth, which no one's really heard, but three albums. And, you know, famous indie punk underground band out of New York in the late 70s with singer-guitarist Tom Verlaine, guitarist Richard Lloyd, bassist Freddie Smith, and drummer Billy Fika. And they released this first album called Marquee Moon to little effect. And in 77, 78, they were touring. They got a much better review and views in the UK, with the punk obsessed and music weeklies were just really, they got it in a way that American music papers did not. And the story goes that Television were back in Britain in April 1978 with their second album called Adventure, when they got a package from their record company Elektra containing new music on the label, including the first LP by this sleek art pop group from Boston called The Cars. And as Richard Lloyd says, when that got played on the bus, we thought, oh, they've got a Television that will sell records. There's a Television that can get on the radio. It was very saddening. So I wanted to hear sort of the juxtaposition of The Cars. And, you know, you can kind of tease out Television adjacent sounds there, but very much sort of watered down for you know, FM radio, and nowhere near the sort of the interesting music and sounds that Television were capable of playing. So let's sort of balance the scales. This is Television and their famous track Marquee Moon. We'll be right back.
hesitating. Yeah. Now I'm hoping so.